A justification used from people who are supportive of government orders which abrogate guaranteed natural and enumerated rights is, to paraphrase, because your freedom does not extend to doing something that will make me ill. While there's logic in that line, it fails for the same reason as the other side fails in claiming that authority has zero right to make me do anything which might temporarily infringe on a basic right. It is the problem of absolutes. Understand, we have not systematically, through government edict, deprived people in most jobs of their right to work when they have a cold, which is highly infectious. In fact, though influenza is very contagious and hits the elderly and infirm so hard each year that over 10,000 Texans die from its complications, we've not generally interfered with basic freedoms in commerce, nor have we made people wear masks during an outbreak. It is not that someone else's freedom ends when it affects you, an absolute, as much as it is the probability and severity of harms you might incur from the actions of another. When the Wuhan virus outbreak first began, credentialed people seen as experts proffered nightmarish harms from the disease in both outcome and in how widespread it would be. That's qualitative and quantitative, which seemed to justify draconian action. Now that we have actual, non-speculative local, national, and international data on the virus, it's clear that the harms it causes are not proportionate to the government intervention in freedom originally justified by speculative claims. Meaning, government should back off and get out of our lives on the matter now. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.